in favor.
Next on the agenda here is failure to report. I believe we have one case. Ms. Iverson?
We have one case, Mr. Johnson, who has been suspended since August for failure to appear. So once again, it is the commission's pleasure if we continue without him.
Is Mr. Richard J. Johnson in the room? Would you please call for Mr. Richard J. Johnson? I take it that Mr. Johnson is not present.
He was served. He was called. He stated he would be here. He is not here. This has been going on since August the 25th. We are now in January. This is the fifth non-appearance.
I would like to do something so we don't have this on our agenda every month, and that so staff didn't have to serve him every month. And so, the staff recommendation, if we can do that, and we can, it sounds good to me. I'd hear it, I guess, is what I'd say.
Mr. Neal wants to hear the case and move forward here. What does everyone else think?
Well, I always enjoy seeing Ms. Iverson, but her eyes did perk up on the idea.
Well, I see heads nodding here. I don't see anybody, like, waving no, no, no. So let's proceed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So Mr. Richard Johnson was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of January 2015 by first and second postcard notification. He was also missing the months of February through June. At that time, Mr. Johnson was sent a third and final notification by certified mail to the address he provided to the commission for all missing harvest reports. The final notification was mailed to Mr. Johnson on May 29, 2015 and was returned to VMRC unclaimed on June 23, 2015. Staff called Mr. Johnson at the contact number provided and was unable to reach him since the number was an invalid number. Staff sent him a letter that his phone number needed to be updated with the commission. Staff did not receive any harvest reports or communication from Mr. Johnson prior to his scheduled hearing on August the 25th. Mr. Johnson failed to appear for his scheduled hearing. As a result, the commission decided to suspend all of his licenses and permits until such time as he appeared for a hearing, or until August the 24th, 2017. Mr. Johnson was issued a personal service letter and it was delivered to him by law enforcement staff notifying him of his license suspension and that the next commission meeting would be held Tuesday, September the 25th. Mr. Johnson contacted staff by phone the day after the meeting, August 26, 2015. Staff told him at that time that he needed to get all of his missing reports into the office as soon as possible. He stated that he would. He was also given the date for the next commission meeting and told that he needed to appear for his hearing. He has failed to appear, as stated before, for hearing on August the 25th, September the 22nd, October the 27th, and December the 8th. He last contacted staff on the 8th by email message and stated that on that morning by making a and staff returned a phone call to him the next day, during which the conversation, he told staff that he would submit all of his missing reports and appear for his hearing. This is Mr. Johnson's compliance history in front of you. He has failed to report his harvest from January through March 2015. Those are the reports that we are currently missing. All other months, he indicated that he had no activity. Staff recommendation is that all his licenses remain suspended until all the delinquent reports have been correctly submitted. At such time when those reports are received, staff recommends that Mr. Johnson be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, beginning the day of his reports are received and ending 2 years thereafter. During this probationary period, any violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations by Mr. Johnson may require Mr. Johnson to appear before a hearing of the commission for possible license suspension.
Any questions from the commission?
Yeah,
just the council. Can we do that?
I'd say it's probably, we already revoked his license for, 5 months now? So we'll probably need to shorten that to a year, and I'm going to have to spell me a year and 7 months or a year and 6 months.
But can we say we re-revoked it every month?
Yeah, it's really, I think my predecessor's advice has always been that you can only do the continuing revocation thing for 2 years total, just because it's really regarded as one sort of punishment. So I don't want to break with that sort of historical advice without really thinking about it more. So I think it would be safer just to say, again, 1 year and 7 months probation.
And just so you know, he cannot buy a 2016 license until he resolves his compliance issue. So he cannot even harvest anything in 2016 until he resolves his compliance issue.
Mr. Zeder.
I think this is exactly like one of those other ones we had where the guy says, you know, I was asking about letters he gets from the commission and everything, and he says he just throws them in the trash and not worried about it. I think we need to send a message out here. That recommendation is way too lenient. I think we need to revoke his license, all his licenses and privileges and permits for the balance of whatever that...
1 year and 7 months.
1 year and 7 months. That's the message we need to send this guy.
Mr. Fritz.
Yeah, that does, when we do that, that locks his license up. He can't sell it. He can't do nothing with it, correct?
Correct.
I move that we revoke his license for 1 year and 7 months from the date of today, all licenses, privilege, permits, and that's my motion.
I second.
We have a dueling second here.
Can we do that?
The second goes to Mr. Erskine because he's closer and louder.
You've heard the motion. You heard the second. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.